is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. At least 110 people are confirmed dead, and at least 160 people are still missing in flash flooding in Texas. The hundreds of first responders and volunteers doing the difficult work of recovery are themselves being supported by volunteers, as KRLD radio reporter Chris Fox tells us.
Just to see the amount of people that have come to Texas to help, it's reassuring of humanity.
That's Chris Higgins. He's one of them. He's with Operation Barbecue Relief. They arrived on scene the first night of the flood.
Since then, we've done 4,300 meals.
Search and rescue kept firefighters from Center Point, Texas, so busy they leaned on neighbor John Finster to set up a donation staging area. It's now servicing workers and those within about a 30-mile region.
And this is Hill Country Love, as you see it's being spread. This is a central location for everybody and anybody.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Kerrville, Texas.
Police are sounding the alarm about young children being left in hot cars, says CBS's Michael Wallace.
You want to break or you got it?
Police in Cobb County, Georgia released body cam footage of officers saving two young children who were left in a hot car in a shopping mall parking lot for 40 minutes. A passerby called 911.
The windows are cracked, but I don't think that's right.
It was 117 degrees inside that car.
Oh, you're hot.
The father's been charged with felony child cruelty. In Belcamp, Maryland, on Sunday, a six-month-old girl was left in a hot car for hours and died. Officials say an ambush led to an officer being shot outside an ICE detention facility near Dallas on the 4th of July. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Some of the defendants began to spray graffiti on vehicles and a guard structure in that parking lot of the facility. Investigators found messages reading, "ICE pig, read free all political prisoners, resist fascism." But when an Alvarado police officer showed up, one suspect opened fire, shooting that officer in the neck.
10 people have now been charged with attempted murder. The Supreme Court has lifted a lower court order blocking the Trump administration from laying off employees at almost two dozen federal agencies. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson says a huge number of jobs are at stake here.
My understanding is not just tens of thousands of workers, but actually up to 100,000 different workers. This would be a significant restructuring of the executive branch.
The administration could move quickly to begin the firings. A new survey has found the number of people with a side hustle is dwindling. Here's Bankrate's Ted Rossman.
We found that about a quarter of U.S. adults, 27%, have a side hustle. That's actually the lowest percentage since 2017.
The survey also found that about a third of those who have side hustles say they'll always need one just to make ends meet. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
DQ presents How to Make Your Summer Take Flight. Just head into DQ for a new Superman Cake Batter Cookie Dough Blizzard Treat. Treat your inner hero to an epic mix of sugar cookie dough, sprinkles, and cake batter flavor. Blend it all with legendary DQ soft serve, and it's enough to tempt Superman himself. Fly into DQ for our new Superman Cake Batter Cookie Dough Blizzard Treat before it's gone. And don't miss Superman, only in theaters July 11th. DQ, happy tastes good. Only at participating locations.
Hey, Joy. Oh, you are glowing.
Oh, hey. More like Mirajoyed. That Miralax helped me go. I was so backed up. Tried mega coffees, prune juice, everything. Then Miralax. And hello, gentle relief without the harsh side effects.
Ooh, how does it work?
It works naturally with the water in your body for constipation relief. Find Miralax today at Walmart.
Use as directed for occasional constipation.
Anti-American sentiment is growing south of the border.
Protesters in Mexico City demanding gringos go home as a pandemic-era transformation continues. Americans and Europeans, attracted by the lower cost of living, have triggered a rise in rents, pricing many locals out of their homes. Airbnbs have proliferated. With more than 35,000 to date, the city center has been transformed, with tortilla shops, corner stores, and barber shops replaced by wine bars, cafes, and Pilates studios. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The cavalry may still be coming to the rescue, but it won't be on horseback. The Army is putting 141 of its horses up for adoption, including those from Fort Cavazos, Texas, that were showcased during last month's military parade in Washington. The Army, however, will keep operating its ceremonial caisson unit in Virginia. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78. We do have a chance of scattered thunderstorms on Friday with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
The ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home. Headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting
won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
From Radio Park to Reef Point Marina, local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
Tears, they will be falling like rain. seem right. Only you can make the darkness bright. Only you and you alone can thrill me like you do and fill my heart with love, for only you, only you can to make this change in me.
To hang out in Cherry Hill Park. The game she played lasted all day to way after dark. All the girls, they criticized her, but all the guys just idolized her, 'cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark in Cherry Hill Park. Said, come on, honey, and she said, okay. She went away to play a one-man game, and since that day, it ain't been the same. 'Cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark.
Cherry Hill Park.
Cherry Hill Park.
In Cherry Hill Park.
98 years, your home for local news, and now timeless hits, too, on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
like they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be now. On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are alive. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
say you love me too.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
CBS News Brief. The death toll could double from catastrophic flooding in Texas Hill Country. At least 110 victims are confirmed, but officials say 160 people are still missing. CBS's Nydia Cavazos from Kerrville.
Difficult terrain. People are hoping for the best here, but the situation doesn't necessarily look like it's improving as we go on to day six of these search and rescue operations here.
The Supreme Court's given the Trump administration the go-ahead to proceed with mass government layoffs. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
How quickly could this happen? I would say that we're potentially talking about days or weeks to see some significant changes in the executive branch.
The city employees' strike in Philadelphia is over. Last hour, both sides announced they'd reached an agreement to end the week-old walkout by sanitation workers, airport maintenance crews, police dispatchers, and crossing guards. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen starts the day.